This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
When an aircraft wreck is found, like the rare Navy Helldiver that was recently discovered off the coast of Florida, one of the first people likely to get a call about it is Captain Robert Rasmussen, the director of the Naval Aviation Museum in Pensacola. Hi, this is Mary Grady for AvWeb, and today I'm talking with Captain Rasmussen to learn a little more about this whole process. Captain, can you explain to me how the Navy is involved in this kind of recovery?
The crashed aircraft that belong to the Navy still belong to the Navy, irrespective of how long they have been off the books in terms of their out of operational service. So when an aircraft turns up like this, first thing one has to remember is that it still belongs to the Navy, and any action that is taken with respect to the aircraft has to have Navy permission.
Okay, so have you been able to learn anything so far about this newly found Helldiver?
Not yet. The Navy History and Heritage Command has records on most of the aircraft that once belonged to the Navy, and they are trying to research at this point the identification of the aircraft. The problem with these types of situations, and in particular this one, is that unless we can find an identifying number on the aircraft, it's sometimes very difficult to confirm or even establish a history on the aircraft, and they are attempting to do that. One of the problems with this specific aircraft is it is inverted, and the vertical stabilizer is buried in the sand, and that is usually the place where the identifying number is located on these aircraft. Okay. Now, it is sometimes located in various other places in the aircraft, inside the cockpit usually, but that's not accessible either. So what they're having to do is correlate other information that they have on the aircraft and see if they can identify it that way. And so far as I know, they have not yet come up with that identification. And one of the things that will tell them if once they do identify the aircraft, they'll be able to pull up the accident report that covered the loss of the aircraft and its history, and hopefully we'll be able to determine whether there were any injuries or fatalities with respect to the crash of the aircraft, and that is an important factor, incidentally.
So if it's determined that there are human remains in the airplane, that affects the decision about what will be done with the wreck. Is that correct?
That's correct, and that is an issue that has to be handled in much higher authority than mine. The reason I am not familiar with that, although we've been dealing with underwater aircraft for several years, we've never run across one where there has been a loss of the flight crew or injury to the flight crew, for that matter. So that's not an issue that I'm familiar with.
Okay. So how rare really is the Helldiver airplane?
Yeah, they're very rare. There are a very small number of Helldivers left. There are a large number built during World War II. But there's one that we know of that is in flying condition that belongs to the Commemorative Air Force. There is one at the Smithsonian Air and Space Museum that we used to have here, and there are a couple others that have been reconstructed from various bits and pieces of aircraft, and I think one of them is at the Air Force Museum as an A-25, which was their designation for the Helldiver. So they're very rare. We do have one here that we pulled out of a lake in California about a year ago, and we have it in a preserved status. We haven't had the wherewithal to start the restoration work on it yet, but we'll be doing that sometime in the next year.
So the people who actually find the wreck of a Navy aircraft really have no rights to it. Is that right?
I'm sure that they would have certain rights, but they have certain responsibilities too, and one of them is that they can't touch federal property without the approval of the federal government, so, and that's what that is. So While this has happened in the past, many years ago, before the Navy's policy on this was well known and articulated, there have been people that have recovered Navy aircraft from bodies of water. And for the most part, those have been they've been issues that have been resolved in the courts, and that's pretty much standard procedure now, that everybody recognizes the fact that these aircraft belong to the Navy, and if the Navy wants to acquiesce to some sort of action on it, then that's something that can be or has been worked out.
So are wrecks like this really all that rare, or do they really, or do they virtually kind of, litter the landscape?
Well, I think it's probably both. There are, literally hundreds of thousands of airplanes that were built and lost during World War II and subsequent to that and before that, for that matter. And many of them are in bodies of water. So your statement that they litter the world is probably true in part, but finding them is another thing, and it's a fairly rare occasion when one turns up.
Okay, well, thank you for talking with us today, sir. And again, this is Mary Grady for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.